What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how some narcissists will do anything to win you back. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to episode 989 of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back. I'm good. The self-love brand is still on and thriving. I love me, the self-love brand. Link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. So yes, y'all. Yes. Some narcissists, not all, will do whatever it takes to win you back. And I mean whatever it takes. Some of them, like, y'all. When I say they will do whatever it takes to win you back, yes, it's hoovering, sucking you back into the relationship, but it's also to keep you around, to stay within your orbit, to keep you within their orbit, because we know narcissistic people have to be the center of the universe with the greatest gravitational pull, right? So narcissistic people want to keep you in their orbit. They want to keep you circling around them in some way, shape, or form, right? So that happens all the time. This is one of those things that a lot of narcissists and toxic people will do. They want to keep you in their orbit, right? They want to keep you around. They want to keep you here. They want to keep you, like, they want to keep you all around it. Like I said, they just want to keep you so they can have access to you in some way, shape, or form.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But a lot of narcissistic people, when you decide that you are done, when you decide that you are finished, when you decide that you are finito, you've had enough, this relationship has ran its course, and they feel like you have, they will, y'all, some of y'all know this, they will do whatever it takes or make promises to do whatever it takes to win you back. They'll promise to do whatever you have been asking them to do before. Like whatever you have been asking them to do, whatever changes that you've been asking them to make for maybe years. I wish you would stop drinking. I wish you would stop drinking. I wish you would stop smoking. I wish you would stop cheating. I wish you would stop lying. I wish you would stop doing this. They'll automatically somehow, some way, shape, or form, find the strength to stop doing it, to win you back. You see what I'm saying? They all of a sudden, like, you know what? I know I drink a lot, but I love you more. Handshaking the whole time because you know it's manipulation. The handshaking and wobbling, like, do you have arthritis? No. It's love. Love makes my hand shake like this. I don't need this alcohol. I don't need it. I need you. I love you. I don't need to drink anymore. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying, though? But that's how they do it. Oh, I've sent some energy for these videos, y'all. Thank y'all for being here, seriously. But yeah, they will promise you to do whatever it takes. Magically, they can stop drinking. They've been drinking for 20 years. You mean, they might not be alcoholics, but they just been drinking for 20 years. And when they drink, they get aggressive. When they drink, they lose their minds. When they drink, they do this. When they drink, they do that. When they drink, they're intolerable. Intolerable when they drink, right? So what happens is, like, soon as you cut them off or you completely want to be done with them, they'll automatically flip a switch. You know what I mean? You've been asking them to fix the garage or build a deck or spend more time with the kids or whatever you've been asking, spending more time with you, whatever you've been asking them to do, all of a sudden they have it now. They have it in abundance. If they lacked it before, now they have it in abundance. You never listen to me. I'm all ears. Somehow, somewhere, yeah, somehow their ears go from normal size to this big. Now they have these big ass radio ears now. I'm all ears for you, babe. I listen to anything you have to say. And this is why I tell y'all, it's manipulation. Do some people fall for this? Yes, absolutely. Because they're telling you what you want to hear, right? But it's not what they really want to do. And Lord Lee, how do you know it's manipulation? Because they do it so quick. Yeah, this is one of my thought processes right here on this. Fast change, fast forced change typically isn't real. Especially if they really don't want to do it. Especially if you don't have to tell them what to do. Like if you break up with them, like you decide to break up with them, go no contact with them. All of a sudden they're sending you text messages about finally going to go to therapy, finally stopping drinking. Finally, they cut off their exes. They don't want to talk to their ex anymore. That shows you, y'all. This is how you know it's manipulation. That shows you right there, that this person is manipulative. Because they already know what it takes to make you happy. They already know what it takes to win you back. So they just flip the switch on. That right there should show you proof positive that this is, in fact, a form of manipulation. It may not seem like it. And that's me being real with you. It may not seem like it's manipulation because of the different angles and a different thought process that goes into it. But it is, in fact, manipulation. It just is, because they turn it on so fast. And y'all, just look, just as fast as they turn it on, they can turn it off. Like a water spigot. Like they turn the spigot on and then they turn the spigot off. They can turn it on and off. That's manipulation. I'll do whatever it takes to win you back. Y'all, if you ever heard that term right there, I'll do whatever it takes. It's not what they really want to be doing. They're saying, I'll do whatever it takes to win you back, right? To win you back, right? That means that that's not necessarily what they want to do. They don't really want to be doing it. They're just doing whatever it takes to win you back, to get you to fall back in love with them, to get you to drop your guard, to get you to drop the divorce, to get you to unblock them. They're doing whatever it takes. And then when they get their needs met, surprise, they switch it up on you. That's why I was just telling y'all with these videos, I'm trying to wake more people up to just let you understand, like, surprise, it was fake. Surprise, they didn't really want to be doing this. Surprise, they got you. Gotcha's gonna get you. You know? That's why I tell people, now it's time to wake up and stop being, you know, it's sleepy time. I know it's raining outside right now in North Carolina. It's raining. It's just sleepy, cozy time, right? But it's time to wake up. Just because it's raining outside doesn't mean you can't go outside and enjoy the weather. Enjoy the rain. Enjoy God's gift of the rain. Nah. You see what I'm saying? That's why I tell so many people, y'all. I just try to help wake people up. I don't try to break up families and destroy relationships. Lee Hammack, if you see your girlfriend watching a Lee Hammack video, your relationship is over. Why? When people say that, somebody sent me a message and said that. I'm like, but why? Why does it have to be over? Because you see them watching my video, your boyfriend or whoever, you see them watching my video, you automatically assume your relationship is over because of me? And y'all blame me. They be blaming me for the relationship ending. Lee, you did this to me, you bastard. You woke up my partner. What? You mad at me for waking them up? You wanted to manipulate them for the rest of their life? Yeah. Yes, I did, Lee. Damn it. I did, and you ruined that. They're trying to treat me like a Scooby-Doo villain. And I'm treating them like a Scooby-Doo villain. Like, no, they treated me like I lead the mystery squad, right? And they are the villain of Scooby-Doo. I unmask them. Like, what are you doing this for? And I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for that meddling Lee Hammack and his narcissistic videos. What? Is it my fault? It's on me? Huh? You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm trying to help wake people up. Because, yeah, if now they wait to the end to do whatever it takes, it's not what they want to do. This is the fake person. If somehow, some way, shape, or form, y'all, they flip a switch and become the person you fell in love with, because that's what happens a lot of times. They become the person you originally fell in love with. all of a sudden the person you miss this person, and all of a sudden they're back right here in the house. The person that love bombed you is back, and you miss this person. So yeah, it's, I understand you falling for them. It's understandable. But now you have to take your power back in this space in order to do this stuff. Like, yeah, if you keep giving, like, yeah, if they turn the switch on and off, you leave and come back, you leave and come back, you leave and come back, you leave and come back. They know they have to do minimal effort to get you to come back. So in this situation right here, you can't change them. You can't change them. The only thing that you have control over changing is yourself and what you're willing to tolerate. Control the controllables. What are you in control of? Who are you in control of? Me. I have autonomy over myself. Even though they've made me feel like I have no autonomy, I do. I have autonomy over myself. I do this, I do that. There's so many things that's going on. I'm just telling you, this is a whole different space to be in. So now it's time to wake up and understand that you are in control. I'll do whatever it takes to get you back. Please, let me win you back. I'm going to win you back. I promise you I'm going to win you back. Even though I'm in a new relationship, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get you back. What? What? I'm out. You, like, if you have to choose between, yeah, if you have to choose between me and them, go ahead and choose them. I ain't competing for your love. Hell no, because you always throw that in my face. You always throw that in my face. If you have to choose between me and them and you choose me, then you always throw that in my face. I should have picked the other one. I knew I made a mistake by picking you. I knew I made a mistake by choosing you. I knew it. I knew it. You'll never hear the end of that, y'all. So if you were competing for their love with somebody else and then they end up picking you, you will never hear the end of them. Hear the end of that. I don't care what they had to do to win you back. You will still never hear the end of that. Just because they, look, I'll end it with this right here, y'all. Just because they fought hard to win you back does not mean that they look at you as the prize. They still look at themselves as the prize. So winning you back makes them feel like a champion. I did it. I cheated on them and I won them back. I'm the man here, or the woman, or the person. I'm them. I'm him. You see what I'm saying? They celebrate the victories. So even though they won you back, they themselves are the champion. They themselves get to hoist the trophy. They are the champion. You see what I'm saying? They feel like it's a victory to win you back. No matter, and y'all, the worse they treat you, and then they win you back, that's a victory amongst, it's a victory beyond victories. They feel amazing. They feel absolutely amazing. They feel like they're just super energetic for winning you back. Damn, I cheated 14 times and they took me back. Oh, I'm the champion. Time for you to win. It's time for you to look at yourself as the prize. You are the trophy. You are the prize. Anyways, y'all, make sure you subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't. My video series about understanding narcissistic abuse, the seven phases of narcissistic abuse, is coming out soon. I'll be dropping that in my newsletter. Link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. Subscribe to the channel. 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Music, Spotify. Appreciate every one of y'all. I'm out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kid's book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.